Such an amazing gift to be members of the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. I think it's the only one in the United States. The reason is because I've met so many people who, when they come here, like visitors, they're like, Cathedral of the Holy Spirit? I've never prayed to the Holy Spirit. I didn't know you could pray to the Holy Spirit. I prayed to the Father, prayed to Jesus. We have a special privilege in that our patron is the Spirit that when Jesus shows up to the disciples in the upper room today, says, receive the Holy Spirit. That once he goes to the Father to be seated at the Father's right hand, he sends the Advocate. And that Advocate leads the early church through the apostles' work. And it's the same Spirit that's at work today, whether we see it or not. There's a great paradox from this Feast of Pentecost. The first is that, and Paul reminds the disciples of this. He says, are you unaware that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you? That the Spirit is this gift given to those through baptism, and then in a greater outpouring through confirmation, that's yours, that's ours. To be used, the gifts of the Spirit to be used. And in a sense, it's this gift that we have. But so often, right, those seven gifts of the Spirit are like, you know, the golf clubs in the back of the garage closet that collect, you know, dust and cobwebs. Well, today we take them out of the garage, clean them up, and use those gifts. They're yours. They're ours. The other side of this paradox is the Holy Spirit does whatever he wills. In the first reading it said, it's like a strong driving wind, which as North Dakotans, we know exactly what that means, right? The Holy Spirit goes where he wills. In the second reading, Paul reminds us there's different kinds of spiritual gifts, right? To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. So we all don't have to have the same gifts. How refreshing. The Holy Spirit has given you some, has given you and me some particular gift to be done for the body of Christ that no one else can do. We all have the same Spirit, but he has some task entrusted to you, some gift entrusted to you that's unrepeatable to build up the body of Christ. How do we activate? How do we use those gifts? It should be a refrain in our minds and hearts constantly. Come, Holy Spirit. We beg the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and into the hearts of the baptized. And as that refrain goes on and on in our minds, he arrives. That wind comes and he accomplishes the task that he has for us. And so today we say, come, Holy Spirit. Feel the hearts of your faithful.